On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents of Rain Konyeni's Ward 29 community say they've been pleading with their municipalities to supply them with running water. Locals say their taps have been dry for the past 10 years. Resident Samson Nanta says they haven't seen water tankers and there aren't any rivers near their homes.
We depend on the rain because even now, even the natural dam that we've been using before, all are not suitable to be used. But the other one, they get water 24 hours. I don't know what we have done wrongly and why we've been punished.
When there's no rain, he says they have to source water elsewhere.
Other people, they got parking. They use parking to drive kilometers to go in the farm there just to try to find the water. And no one knows that water is good for consumption. I decided to dig another hole here that we call EPT. It's helping a lot, but to accommodate all these people.
However, according to Ward Councillor Stephen Seema, they have been supplying the community with water.
Despite having water issues, water tankers come every Monday, even get water through the taps, but they don't go to all the areas, they only go through the main road.
An Empangeni teenager is drowned while swimming in a public pool. The details surrounding his death aren't clear, but it's believed the 17-year-old may have gotten into trouble in the water in the afternoon yesterday. Joe Kruger, who's with Mounties EMS, says when medics arrived, the teen had already been pulled from the water and a lifeguard on duty was performing CPR on him.
The 17-year-old male was declared deceased after exhausting all efforts of resuscitation. It is alleged that the young male was enjoying the day at the pool with his friends and was playing. The male dived into the pool and was found by the lifeguard to be unresponsive. An inquest docket will be opened as the exact cause of the death is unclear at present.
It's the eve of the US election and both candidates are on tours of the key battleground states that'll decide it. Polls suggest it's still neck and neck in the race for the White House. Vice President Kamala Harris has revealed she is among more than 77 million Americans who've already cast their votes.
While we know there are those who seek to deepen divisions, sow hate, spread fear and cause chaos, this moment in our nation has to be about so much more than partisan politics.
Donald Trump says he'll deliver the four greatest years in American history if he's re-elected president.
You have to do one little thing. I don't want your money. I don't want anything. The only thing I want is get out and vote. We're right there. We had a tremendous number of early votes, a record-setting number, records like nobody can believe.
And Dawson's Creek star James Van Der Beek has revealed he's been diagnosed with bowel cancer. The 47-year-old actor who will appear in an American TV special based on the Full Monty told People magazine he was feeling good and optimistic. The show will see male celebrities strip in the name of cancer research and awareness. On the weather front, 23 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, Fulham against Brentford in the Premier League tonight, calling knockout semi-finals confirmed. And another headline, guys, point of order. There's a picture we've posted on our social media.
Yep.
It's with you two men in the middle, and you're wearing Sundowns jerseys.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm already down, guys. There's no point. A comment like this is not...
What happened?
The comment says the date today is Kaizer Chiefs November 2024. Because it's the fourth. No, come on, guys.
That's great. We welcome all the comedy.
Please.